This is episode 2285 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. This is a series that has you recharging your meditation ritual. You may be new to meditation, and so you're creating a ritual, and you might not be sure how to get started meditating. You've heard it's so good for you, and it's trendy. So many people are doing it these days, especially during these unsettling times we're experiencing. Or you may be a regular listener. I honor you, whatever stage of the journey you're on. And if you are a regular listener who has meditated for years or weeks or months, know that this is a week to help you create more consistency with your meditation ritual and to perhaps learn a few things that you didn't really know about meditation. So this will take you back to the basics for you to create a meditation ritual that will last a lifetime. As with most endeavors, consistency is the key to successfully meditating consistently to where it's a part of your life. And in each episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation focused on a quality of meditation that you might be seeking. When you think about why you decided to meditate or what drew you to meditation, you likely wanted a little more peace, energy, clarity, renewal, focus, gratitude. Each day this week, you will focus on one of those themes as you learn to create a meditation ritual that will keep you coming back for more. In this week's series, you have a challenge. Your challenge is to create a meditation space that invites you in every time you walk past it. It's best to choose a meditation location where you're not likely to be interrupted. It's also important to choose a place that you can personalize. Place items there that inspire you. Maybe photos of people that mean a lot to you or who uplift you. Items that you may have picked up on a favorite beach location or on a vacation that bring you peace when you hold them or look at them. I always encourage you to have something from nature that you can place in your meditation ritual and switch out regularly to keep it fresh. I like to place flowers in my meditation location, and I also like to place a rock or a shell near me as I meditate. I live on the beach in Florida, and so almost every day I'm walking on the beach, and I like to watch the different seasons' shells wash up on the shore. The shells come to the beach in seasons. So currently I'm noticing a lot of cockle shells on the beach, and so I like to pick up that special shell that I might be lucky enough to come across. So pick a location for your meditation space and personalize it. And if you meditate regularly, you may even want to completely redo your meditation space. I encourage you to meditate in the same space as much as possible, because this helps you to attune yourself to this space. So when you walk by the space, you feel like, oh, I should sit down and meditate, or, oh, I can't wait to sit down and meditate today. So this is a great way for you to create consistency in your meditation ritual. I want to share with you as well that as you meditate, it's really important to make your body comfortable. So when you sit down, you might sit in a chair or on the end of your bed. Make sure that your feet are firmly planted on the ground. And if you're seated on the floor, you are encouraged to use a pillow. It doesn't have to be a fancy meditation cushion. It could be a bedroom pillow or a pillow from your sofa. And if you sit on it, on the edge of it, with your hips, it rolls your hips forward, and this is going to straighten your back. It helps you to keep your spine neutral, nice and straight as you meditate. And this is important because it helps you to meditate better. A straight spine is a lifeline to meditation. So you have your challenge every day this week. Do something to enhance your meditation space. Take it step by step, add to it a little bit every day, or revamp your meditation space if you already have one set up. So those are some tips to get you started. Find a space that speaks to you, that will allow you to meditate uninterrupted, and then decorate it. And make sure that you're nice and comfortable as you meditate. So settle yourself down now and let's get you meditating. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, your focus is peace. Begin to relax your body, releasing tension that you might be holding on to. Notice your mood. Name how you're feeling. Anxious or relaxed, open and receptive. Name how you're feeling right now. Your journal prompt and meditation focus is to consider why you decided to meditate. What prompted you to meditate? Remember those reasons. Begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Begin to calm your mind and body. Remembering your big why as to why you started meditating. And one reason why is likely to experience more peace. Notice where you feel peace in your body right now. Is it at your heart? Maybe you feel relaxed and comfortable with your shoulders, or your face is nice and soft. Now visualize something or some place or even someone who brings you peace. Anytime you feel anxious, bring yourself to this place. Visualize it now. This is a tool you can refer to again and again. Remember the smells, the colors and textures of this place that brings you peace. Notice who you're with, if you're with anyone at all. Place yourself in this place of peace right now and mentally affirm, peace is all around me. peace is all around me. Continue meditating in this place of peace, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.